Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Max, a.k.a. BBW Porn Pusher. And as always, we got the crew in the house. Jimmy, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
I got you on here.
So just gotta wait for Miss Miss Big Red Bull to call in.
Okay.
You got your radio
up loud?
No, I got
you on the
phone. I just got you on speaker. That's all. You know, us old people got to go on speaker so I can hear all the shit you're talking about.
Okay, because I hear all the
people.
Okay,
let me
take you off. Fuck.
All right.
No, fuck that. I'm going back. You got to deal with the feedback, man.
Oh. All right. There you go. We just gotta wait for Red Bull to call in. We're waiting for her announcement. Hit me up on Max Money or hook me up at JDE Cam at my page, and I can give you all the details. It's going to be a page on Cam.
I think this is hurting.
Let's see. Hello?
Hello?
This is Ray Waters.
This is Ray Waters.
Can you hear me, baby?
There you go. This Miss Red Booty?
This is Red Waters, Big Red Booty, on the line.
Hey,
Big Red Booty. That's a hell of a name. I love it.
How are you?
What's going on,
baby?
Thank you for being on the show. I'm just going to find out more about you and how you do. First thing I want to know, because you have an interesting name, how did you get that name?
Red Waters is more recent. I got a hell of an echo. Let me try to understand.
That's me.
Oh, that's you?
Just ignore it.
Okay. Well, the Red Waters is more recent, but Big Red Booty started in 2010 when I first came on the scene. Big Red is like my real nickname. And then, you know, I just added the booty because my booty is like crazy. Like, I hit puberty late. Man, it made up the time. Yeah.
That's how they came to business. So how did you get started in the industry?
I really got started off of kind of my own merit a little bit, but I got some recognition from my cousin. Back in the day, he used to go by Lord Anubis. He runs right now. His current company is Queen of Diamonds Entertainment in Memphis.
And
he does a lot of BBW events. And so he had a lot of connects, and he still does. But at that time, you know, when I was coming on, he connected me with a lot of people that was in the BBW industry. And really, that's just how I got on. One connect after another.
Okay. How many years have you been doing this?
Since 2010. So that's five years.
Oh, okay.
So now I know you have like a group called a Scoop Event. That's better.
I have what?
A Strip Event last Saturday.
Oh, you know what? I haven't hosted my own event since the beginning of last year. So, yeah,
okay.
I went to an event which was hosted by a young lady named Plump Princess in Detroit. She runs the Plump Playmates. You know, so they Midwest. Mm-hmm. I got to show love to the Midwest. She did all my previous events. They always show love to Chicago. So, you know, I got to show love back. Yeah, I did her event, and I probably will do a few more. She does that event like twice a month, every month. So I'll probably go back out there for the summer. But yep, it was tight.
Oh, okay. Now, do you do like I guess private shows, strip shows, or just like those the ones that are in the BBW entertainment world?
I do my own private events. You can book me at bigredbootytxx.com/booking to book me for a private event. For a public event, too. But, yeah, that's the best place to book me is on through the website. But I do all types, private and public. I'm open to all types of events. I don't live
on the show. I also saw that you also do adult videos.
I do.
Now, is that your own line, or is that, you know, you have you worked with other companies?
Yeah, I work with, I do have my own website, bigredbootytxx.com. And then, but I've worked with a few different companies. I haven't shot in about six months or so. But, I've shot with a lot of different companies. More recently, the HabibShow.com, this nice little freaky-ass underground site that a lot of people are familiar with, Heatwave, and
Busty Baby Doll,
and a few others. Those are top of my head right now. But yeah, I shot
now,
with
ones
some
that,
you know, mainstream websites as well as some underground sites.
Now, the one for Heatwave, what you remember the name of that one?
Heatwave, I shot with Heatwave. That was BBW Blaine Bryant. I forgot how he named it. Blaine Bryant, that series is like a BBW series. I did a few different ones with those. I did a couple of girl-on-boy scenes, but then I went back and we did some girl-on-girl scenes. Got a few different scenes with Heatwave, because that's really where I started with my main industry, was with Heatwave.
Oh, okay. Now, do you plan on getting back into the adult film part?
I really have not left. I just haven't shot in a little while. People don't know but you don't shoot like every day. It's just that you don't put out the film right away. So, you know, I might shoot 10 films within 3 months, and, you know, you might not see all of them. You know, it may take you about a year to see all of them, or more than that, depending on a lot of times. Yeah, you don't film all the time. I'm looking it up as Blaine Bryant, BBW 6, 33, and then the lesbian one is 15. And then those are the ones that are out right now. I don't know if he's going to put out any more or which ones of it. Those are the ones that I know off the top of my head.
Right. Now, I know with those, the Blaine Bryant, those can go up to, like, I think 40-something or 50-something.
Right.
Those are booty parts.
Right, and I shot a few times, so you just have to as he put them out.
Right. Now, when it comes to your website, BigRedBootyXXX.com, what else can we find on your site when we go there?
Where else can you do what?
What can we find when we go to your website?
You're going to find everything. It's hardcore. Everything from boy, girl, gangbang, interracial, fetish, to everything. It's nothing that's not there.
Right. Yeah, I like the way, now I've seen the video, the preview video that you have on there, and they're professionally shot. It's not like, amateur type, camera work.
Yeah, it's perfect. I try to keep it clean so, you get a good video. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I even your name is up because I googled your name and a whole bunch of stuff popped up on the web. I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah, I am definitely Google worthy.
Because I'm like, okay, let me type and see what pops up.
I should have
at least
10 pages of me.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And an IMDb page. Yeah, I'm out there, baby. I'm the real deal.
Are you also on Twitter? I know.
You know what? I got a Twitter page, but I don't really hang with Twitter like that. I have a Twitter page, but I never did get with Twitter. I mean, I just couldn't. I'm long-winded, so I guess they give you 140 characters. I just never got with it.
Yeah, I need to post my show. That's it. Okay, I can't post nothing else.
Yeah.
But now, how can we look you up? Because I know you're not on the Facebook under the same name.
Excuse me. Well, under Facebook, you can just find me under Red Waters, REDWATERS. And then you can also, I have a fan page, because this page is maxed out. I deleted a few. It's 4970 on here. So I deleted a few so I can have some space for people that I might run into that I want to work with or something like that. But you can find me for a fan page and kind of keep up with what's going on at The Real Miss Red Waters.
Okay.
That's the other Facebook page. But yeah, like you said before, if you just Google me, everything will come up.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Big
what's going to be
up
next
for
you?
What's coming up when? Next?
Next for you. Yep.
Well, the summer I always travel. I do some light traveling during the winter, but, man, I always run into trouble. I made one trip to New York just because it was Pipe's party, and it was his last party, so I did not want to miss it. But I really try not to travel during the winter, so I do a lot of traveling during the summer. So I'm out there. I plan to do some filming and hit some parties. The next event that I'll be the next event I'll be at, I'm going to do some dancing, mostly lap dancing or whatever, but I'm really there to promote my brand, to sell some videos at the BGSN Memphis event. And you can see that right on my Facebook page and on the website. And everywhere you can find me, you'll see the links to that. That's going to be at the Red Apple Lounge at 2949 Airways Boulevard in Memphis, Tennessee. And that's April 17th. So that's the next one. And then right after that, I'll be heading to the following weekend. I'll be going to New York for the Let's Go Crazy event for Drama Editor. That's going to be April 24th. And you get the location. It's a Manhattan private location, so you get that location once you buy the tickets. Those tickets is $40. Okay. And then there's also a fetish VIP part to it. It's $150. And that's definitely going to be worth it. I can't wait for that.
Okay, well, you think the fetish part. Now, what kind of fetishes are you into?
Well, I'm a professional dom, so I dominate men and women, transgenders, whatever. But I'm a professional dom, and so all the things that entail in that lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
Banking, whipping, dominating. Huh?
Do you do ball and cock torture?
I do, and there's a few videos on my website with some me doing some ball busting and some stomping and stuff like that. Yep. You into that?
Am I into that?
Yeah, are you
into
that?
No, I like my family too. No, I like my family too. Workable.
I'm just asking.
Are you into like the face sitting and stuff like that too?
Yeah. All of that
okay.
You can find on the website.
Is there like some of those face stuff that you won't do, like going in shower?
I do not do scat. I will not do scat.
Okay.
Absolutely, positively will not do it. Because it is a real fetish,
okay.
And it's very popular. I get a lot of requests for it, but I just not that I just won't do it, I cannot do it.
Right. So what about, now when it comes to women, are you more, how can I say it, a little bit more lenient with them, or it's like, you know, they get the same
treatment
as the guys?
Hell no.
Have you ever been the dom or the female?
I will dominate a male, a female, a transgender, whatever, a questionable, I don't care. If you are a sub, you are a sub. Gender doesn't have
right.
anything to do with it.
Have you dominated a woman before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have another question for, what's her name? Pam, she wants to know, when you do the dom part with the females, you mistyped a couple of, what's it called? So you have to take me back to that question. But we're going to go out and wait for her to take me back. But when you do, like, the fetishes, you have, like, the whips and chains and stuff
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, but you know what? Everything is safe, sane, and consensual. I don't do anything
mm-hmm.
that we haven't discussed previous to, you know, our start. So I'm not going to just get up there and start whipping your ass and you ain't into that. You know?
Right.
I try to find out what you're into, because then that makes the experience more pleasurable for both of us. When I see you enjoying yourself, it's going to make me enjoy myself. And so I'm not going to do anything
right.
that you're not into. Yeah, it's not a torture thing. It's not like, you know, what's that movie that just came out? That's Hollywood. It's not like that.
Right.
I'm not going to just run up
what's
in somebody's house and just start tying them up.
Right. Safe words and everything. So what's your favorite dominatrix toy that you have?
I like using my whips. I like using my floggers.
Nine tails.
It is relaxing. I like using the floggers and I like using whips. Those are my favorite.
Oh. Would you try caning somebody?
I use caning mostly for punishment.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they don't listen, you're going to get caned out.
Yeah. Caning is mostly for punishment. It can be used for pleasure, but I think it's mostly
mm-hmm.
for punishment. Not
okay.
too many people. You have to find somebody with a high pain threshold to be able to take a caning for a length of time.
Right. Now I know you're a dom in the entertainment business, but when it comes to your personal life, are you a dominant kind of person too?
Professional life really replicates my personal life. So, yeah, I am dominant.
Okay.
I've always been dominant. Before I found out about the BDSM lifestyle, I've always been dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just fits me. You know, I'm not just playing a part. I'm actually just entertaining with who I am.
Right. How long have you been in the dominatrix world?
I've only been doing the BDSM professional lifestyle for about 2 years. And I've
okay.
always done it in my personal life, but didn't really have a name for it. You know, working in the industry kind of put me in tune with other people that had similar likes and put me in tune with the lifestyle and, you know, other like-minded people and gave me a name for it. But it's always what I've been doing. I just didn't really have a name for it.
Right. So when it comes, like, when it comes to that dominance you saw, does it, like, always exist, or can you be, like, let's say you get, I don't know, you have a boyfriend or, you know, a significant other. Will it always be, you have to have somebody that, I guess, a sub to you when it comes to your significant other?
No. In my personal life, I don't want a man that is going to be my sub.
Okay.
I would like to have, I'm poly, so I would like to have a sub in my life that would be, you know, submissive to me. But I wouldn't want to have somebody that I would consider, you know, that I'm a consider to be my man, be submissive to me. So,
right.
With that being said, it would take a really strong man to be with me on a personal level.
Right. So, have you been in a poly relationship yet, or are you still searching?
I have.
So, what good things about it versus the bad things about being in a poly relationship?
I don't really have any bad parts about it. I mean, that's the style that I enjoy. So I couldn't say there are any bad parts. No more than I think a one-on-one relationship would have, you know. Communication is key to any relationship. So I couldn't say that there are any bad parts. Yeah. If you're in a good relationship, then it's a good relationship.
Right. I know I watched this, what's it called? Sister watched a couple of times. I'm like, oh, wow, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Y'all live in the same house. Y'all got the same dick. Y'all got to take turns with it. It's like, ooh, okay. That would seem like it would be harder than, you know, trying to satisfy, you know, a lot of women versus just one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that dynamic would be my dynamic, though. Everybody's dynamic of poly is different, and that show particularly would not be mine.
Right. So I know one thing. You also have a – I'm looking back on your page. But you also have a YouTube channel page.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that together because I plan to connect that with a video blog coming up soon.
Oh, okay. Is it created yet or is it in the works?
It's just in the works right now. I mean, you know, I have the YouTube page, but I'm getting the blog together. Actually, I'm putting together some footage at each one of these events that I go to add to the video blog. Mm-hmm. So it'll be coming up sometime the first part of the summer.
Oh, okay. So that's right around the corner.
Right, coming up.
So now I know that, you know, I got another text here from CJ. He wants to know, are you single or married, divorced, widowed?
I am single.
Single. You currently looking or?
But I'm single, but I live a poly lifestyle, so I don't know how you want to consider that. So even, you know, even if I did get into a relationship, it still would be considered an open type relationship.
Right. Yeah, and yes, if you didn't hear the show, Tom, she is bisexual. So are you considered a bisexual or pansexual?
You know, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Everybody, I don't even know, whatever makes you feel comfortable. At times, I enjoy the company of a woman, but for the most part, I like to be with a man.
Okay.
mostly.
So you wear like
a 90-10% split. I prefer a man.
Right. So you wouldn't do, like, let's say, marry or get into a relationship with a transsexual?
Probably not. My relationships with women is like an ice cream sundae with sprinkles on top, and the women would be the sprinkles on top. The dick would be the ice cream.
Okay.
I prefer dick.
So, I think it can make you more of a bisexual than a pansexual.
What could make me?
I guess that was, since you like.
Did you ask
more,
me? I'm trying to hear the question. Did you say what can make me more bisexual?
Oh, since you like dick more, that would make you bisexual than pansexual.
I just like the way that I'd like the benefit of a transsexual. It's like titties and dick. Like,
for one.
Usually they got a nice ass, so it's like everything together. So yeah, that's what I like about transsexuals. But as far as relationships go, I'm mentally and spiritually in tune with a man.
Okay, so men do have a chance there.
Oh, for sure.
Like
more than a chance.
Right. Now, since you're in a life, do you think it's like hard to try to be in a relationship versus if you wasn't in the industry?
I think it is. I think it is an obstacle.
Right.
I know it is an obstacle. I live it every
day. And you
can't
call like, yo, Ma, I'm a man for you. Come on, Ma.
Jesus. If I had a nickel for every time, boy.
You'd be reading Oprah.
Man. I wouldn't have to work anymore.
So since you're single, what type of male are you looking for?
I'm not looking.
You're not looking.
No, I am. I know people assume that, you know, porn stars fuck every day, all day, and always horny.
Uh-huh.
But I like the way this one lady phrased it before. I like to keep my hoe count down kind of low. So I try to keep my numbers low, and I'm not a person that just run out. I kind of recycle. Because I don't like trying new things. So if I have a friend that, you know, it's a single guy hanging around them, then I might end up talking to, you know, the friend of a friend type thing. But I don't look. I never look. I never have a problem with them coming to me. I just kind of choose or not choose.
Right. So we have, like, 3 minutes left of the show. We're going to get into this little game I'll tell you about called Pick One.
Okay.
And, you know, first question is, would you rather have sex in the shower or sex in the bedroom?
I've been both, right? So let's be adventurous. The shower.
The shower?
Yeah, the shower. Yep.
All right. Are you more of a voyeur? What, exhibitionist?
Ooh, probably a voyeur.
Okay. Now, when it comes to masturbation, are you old school and you do it by hand, or are you new school and you have a vibrator?
I guess I'm old school. I didn't know that was a thing. I guess I'm old school. Get the job done.
Would you rather a double penetration or a blowjob?
What is a blowjob? I'm giving a blowjob or I'm getting some?
You're getting some.
Oh, yeah. I guess a blowjob because ain't nothing going in my ass.
Let's see. Would you rather Would you rather go to Applebee's or TGI Fridays?
Neither one of them broke shit. I don't think I've ever been to either one of them. I just let somebody convince me to go to Olive Garden. Shit, hell no. I'm not just like a fat girl anything. I like to eat rich, healthy food, and neither one of them joints.
Oh. Okay. So would you food in the bedroom, yes or no?
Like during sex?
Yep.
Yeah, some fruits. Yep. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I saw you did that before. You said, mm-hmm. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gave me a little flashback.
Let me guess, were there like peaches or apples?
Nothing too acidic, so it has to be like, some peaches. Yeah, peaches. We had some strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, would you rather, with a significant other, would you rather text them or you rather hear their voice on the phone?
Hear the voice on the phone.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big is your freakiness? 10 being the highest.
11.
Oh, okay. So you do all that and then some.
And some. And some more. And some more and some more.
Let's see. The next one is, would you rather watch a porn video while having sex or no video while having sex?
Porn. I want to see the porn. I want to see some more fat asses in the room, if we can't have some more fat asses in the room.
Let me ask you this question then. When you're looking for a female friend in the bedroom, what are you looking for?
I like chocolate girls with big titties.
Okay.
I like light-skinned girls with big asses. I like all girls.
Do you have to be like a BBW?
No, just thick. I just don't want no skinny girl. I do not like skinny girls at all.
I hear you.
I really, 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 and please love me still, my black women. I really love Asian women now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's
I haven't yet to have an Asian woman, but if I do, you're going to see another side of me.
Well, make sure you get that on camera. So you can let the whole world know how you get down with Asian.
Man, no, for sure.
Well, we got, 30 seconds left. Tell you about where they can find you and how they can hit you well if they want to work with you.
Well, the best way to book me, like I said before, is BigRedBooty@XXX.com. And you can see me at /booking. You can join and see all the videos at /membership. Or you can do a one-on-one with me as far as conversation-wise at Miss MS. Red, R-E-D, Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S, Miss Red Waters @gmail. And you can book there as well. If you don't want to jump on the website, you can just straight email me. And, if you're feeling, really bold and you just want to talk to me and book me right away, hit me on the digits, 224-484-0821.
All right, then. You heard from Miss Big Red Booty herself. We'd like to thank her for coming by and hit her up. You'd like to work with her, or if you're a female, hit her up and see, what y'all can get going on. Y'all can probably make some magic together. So we'd like to thank Miss Red Booty for coming by, and remember that JG Cam on Facebook, hit me up if you want to be a paid cam model. We are looking for BBWs and SSBBWs for upcoming shows for next month.
That's
as far as next week, I'll hit you up about that too, if you're interested. So, and also, let's see, week after next, we're going to have, not confirmed yet, but hopefully we're going to have another, you know, Molly on here. So stay tuned for that and stay tuned for my page at Max Rice and on Facebook. Thank you, Ms. Red Booty, and we are out.
All right, baby.